Hello and welcome back to Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And it is June 28th, 2019. Let's get into it. Well, love, we're doing something different today.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Well, I know we like to shuffle our box beforehand about our conversation starters that we have been doing. But it looks like you and I both got a little curious over this past week. And we went in and found questions, really at random still.
Yeah.
I mean, my question that I found was still pulled at random. I didn't dig trying to find the best one. It just so happened. And then you came up to me semi-recently and said, I want to do this one. Right?
Yeah.
So, we got at least two questions to go over, and I'm excited based on the one you showed me and the one that I pulled out at random. I'm excited to go over these with you, and hopefully we can get a few laughs and learn a little bit more about each other. That's the point.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Well, I was thinking about this today, and I know thinking's a scary thing for me. Just bear with me on this one.
Well, you are currently supervised, so the possibilities are not endless, according to your shirt.
Yes, that's right. My shirt says, I am currently unsupervised, but that's not the case right now. It's a scary thing, but think of the possibilities.
Well, not quite. You didn't read it right, but...
I read the gist of it. You know, reading's hard.
I know. Okay? I know. I'm sorry.
Don't pick on me. Anyway. You're mean. I was thinking about today how our podcast is Marriage Good, the Bad, the Funny. I want to make sure that when we're doing these questions, that we're continuing to go along the path of who we are as a married couple. And how it relates to our relationship. And I think these questions will be able to tie into that nicely. Do you think so?
I think so.
All right. So, in the spirit of randomness, mm-hmm. I'm going to put both these card questions behind my back. Mm-hmm. And we're going to just have two choices. And then you're going to tell me which hand you want to do. All right. Right hand or left hand?
Right.
You're picking right hand first? Mm-hmm. You chose, you're good, because I honestly wasn't keeping track myself, yet you still somehow managed to pick your question first.
Yeah? Does that surprise you?
No, it's probably just the nature of the podcast wants us to start off right.
Yeah.
By getting to your point first.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of starting off right, I wanted to continue our pattern of shameless promotions before we get into it. Is that okay?
I guess.
Well, I wanted to say, if you're liking what you're hearing, and I'm talking to our listeners now, please feel free to share it with others. The power of word of mouth is a great thing. And we are actually starting to see, and this is something I want to talk about as well, we are getting about anywhere from 35 to 40 listens a week, which in the grand scheme of things is smaller. But if I step back and think about it, I can't name off 35 to 40 people that I could think of that would be listening to it regularly. Can you?
No.
So that means we got to be getting some people out there that aren't our immediate friends, family, and maybe even coworkers.
True.
We're making traction, and our listeners can help. Spread the word. Tell people you like the podcast. Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. Whether you know me from work, whether you know Sarah from work, whether you know us because we're friends, who knows? I'm okay with the publicity. I want to become a star.
You're right. That was a shameless plug.
Yeah, it was cheesy shameless, but I have no dignity when it comes to that. So, shameless plug over, but spread the word. All right. So, your question. Mm-hmm. Your question that you pulled at random and we're going to go over here today is, what do you remember about learning to drive? What do you remember about learning to drive? Mm-hmm. So you were really excited about this one, so I'm going to let you go first, because I think you have a good story or a good reminiscing of this question to kick us off.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is I was driving my mom's Saturn, and you know with some of those like parking spots that you pull up to, they have like those concrete like line barriers that, like, if you pull up a little too far, you hear your car scrape against it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Well, her Saturn's a low car.
Mm-hmm.
So, we pull up, And I guess I didn't hear that I had made contact with it. Well, we go in the store, we leave. All of a sudden, when we're backing up, you hear the scraping. We get out, the front bumper is not all the way attached anymore. Well, I mean, Saturns, they have like more of like a, that plastic like frame. It's not like hard, like metal, whatever. But it just like started to come away from the car just from backing up off of this concrete like curb thing. And I'm surprised she didn't freak out more than what she did, honestly.
That was really going to be my question. How was your mother's reaction?
She really wasn't that upset. She was upset, but she was more like, okay, so what are we going to do? Actually, it was a relatively simple fix. They just took it to the mechanic and he just kind of like popped it back in. It really wasn't that big of a deal, but it looked worse than what in reality it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can happen sometimes with a car.
Yeah. I think that was like my main thing. I dreaded learning to parallel park. That was quite obnoxious because you'd always think you were doing so great and then you'd bounce off the curb.
That's where I'm going to go with mine is parallel parking. But I don't want to cut you off.
No, you can go ahead and talk and I'll try to think of anything more.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't want the best part of the podcast to end short.
Well, I mean, if I come back to it, then...
Okay. Okay, that's fair. So for me learning how to drive, and my shameless joke once again to derail the topic, because I have to do that, you would argue that I'm still learning to drive.
Yeah. I mean, who else goes on places like Gould Road that's a horse path, not an actual road?
So you brought up a road that only a select few people will know about. So should I bring that up while we're talking about driving?
Yeah, I think you should. I think the world deserves to know how we took a Nissan Versa off-roading.
Right. So, I think this is a group effort, so you're going to have to jump in and make sure I do justice.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, this is a road that you can't believe unless you're on it. And if you're on it, it's too late for you. That's how I view it. That being said, we were going to it was a fundraiser, right?
It was a like benefit dinner fundraiser.
Right. For somebody, well, we don't know them, but we knew the family members affected because the guy was getting treatment for his cancer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting money to obviously pay for the treatments because that stuff's not cheap. That part aside, so there's a Chinese auction as part of the fundraiser, which is one of your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese auctions, and for those who don't know what Chinese auction is, real quickly, it is when you
buy a glorified raffle.
It's a glorified 50-50.
Moving on.
Fine. Good. See, this is why we need you. Well, it's one of the many reasons why we need you. So anyway, you want to get back on Gold Road in memory, but you never want to get back on it physically.
Yeah, no.
So me thinking, oh, there must be a shorter way than the way I was thinking of to get to this location, said, I'm going to get my GPS out. And I hate to attack Apple Maps, but it's really let me down lately, and it's never been known to be better than Google Maps.
Al, you know, my mom just sent me a story, by the way, that Google Maps did the same thing just recently and stranded 100 cars in an open field that was so coated in mud, they had to tow them all out. Because nice. It was near an airport.
Nice. All right, so no GPS is perfect on your phone. That's comforting. Hope anyone out there who's planning a road trip has taken extra precautions. But we're out in an area that, when you say, you know, New York, the first thing that comes to mind is city. Well, we're in the farming part of New York, folks. We're not in the city. So everything's a drive, and there is still a lot of barns and farms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking there's got to be a faster way. I put it up on Apple Maps, and sure enough, I look it over, and it's taking me up this road that's like cutting through the woods, which is what I kind of expected. but we go off the beaten path, the one that we're used to taking. And it was a road past a farm. It wasn't the best road, but I mean, it was still hardtop and it wasn't really that bad. And then it takes us to the next road. It was, I think it's Montrose Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, that road wasn't bad either. That was hardtop. And you're like, okay, this is fine. All of a sudden, it says turn right onto what will always live in infamy in our household, Gould Road. We get on this thing, and there's no way it's meant for more than one person, so you would think it's a one-way. We turn onto it, and what ends up happening is...
Oh, no, no, no. Let's preface this with the fact that you said, finally, some country roads to drive on.
Oh, well, I said that because Sarah, for those who don't know, which is probably everyone, hates country roads. If it loses its hardtop... That road should not exist in her mind.
I like being able to drive on a hard surface. I don't want to have to worry about getting stuck in mud. I want no part of that.
So I say that silly line, finally some country roads, because it looks rough, but it doesn't look deadly.
Not yet.
It will. And we start driving down this and it's like, sure enough, pothole, ba-boom, ba-boom. And I drive a little Nissan Versa. So it's a low-riding car, kind of like we talked about. It's not the lowest, but it's not definitely not high up on the wheels.
It's not a truck or an SUV.
Right. And it's, we can hear scraping on the bottom. There's potholes everywhere. And the GPS says, continue for 2.4 miles on this road. And we probably get a quarter of a mile in there. And you're like, can we turn around? Can we turn around? And it's worth noting at this point that we have your mom and your aunt in the back seat.
Yes.
So I now have three pretty much, you know, as close as you can get blood relatives. I don't mean this in a demeaning way, but three women against one guy in the car screaming hysterically that this is a terrible road. So I'm like, okay, I'll back up. Well, sure enough, that's not an option because there's no place to do it.
Well, there was no place to do it, and there was no way that you were going to back up off of that road when you kind of took a dip to go down in it.
Right. Yeah, you would have probably gotten stuck or something, and it was one way.
And you tried to turn around in a field that, again, with the wettest summer that we've had in a long time, would have just been a mud pit.
Oh, man.
Also, let's also tell them about how you had no cell phone service. I had no cell phone service.
Whoa, let's save that for the end. Because that's what makes it even better. So we're going down here, and I'm going probably about 35 or 40 miles, and you're thinking to yourself, probably, you know, listening to this podcast, well, if it was that bad, why are you going 35 or 40 miles? I challenge anyone out there to have three hysterical women in their car and know that you have 2.4 miles ahead of you and not gonna as fast as you can. And I'm swerving left and right to avoid the potholes, and it was still ba-boom, ba-boom, and I'm having people screaming in the back seat. And we even get to this part where there was that mudded out part of the road, and I have to gun it through some water, and I have to do some fancy maneuvering. Like, I was proud of my driving. I think that's what the point was in this
first place. Well, yeah, because we're all worried that we're going to fall down into the ravine. The car's just going to slide down.
No, stuck. People are just afraid of getting stuck. Well, slide down the ravine, yeah. But we're also afraid of getting stuck. And finally, when we have probably about 3/4 of a mile left on this road, we come across 6 people on this road. People, not vehicles. And they're riding majestic horses. And they look at us like we are the most moronic people on the face of the earth because we have just brought a car on this road. And they're like, well, it gets better. And I'm like, well, it can't get much worse. We go on. And we finally see daylight to a major road. And now I'll get to the funny part. I looked at my GPS while we were on that road. And we had no cell phone coverage. But I wasn't going to bring that up. And you didn't know that at the time. The last thing I was going to say, because if we got stranded, oh, Samuel doesn't have cell phone service. So we're SOL there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to note, once we stopped, before we got on that next main road, you might want to tell what happened next.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told you to get out and look under the car to make sure that there wasn't any, you know, damage that you could tell from right away. And then you lost your driving privileges. I told you to get in the passenger seat, and I was driving. Because apparently, you don't know the difference between a real road and private property roads.
Right, because you said later on you noticed a private property sign. Because we were on a horse path, most likely.
Yes, it was a horse path. I mean, I was covering poor Ralphie's eyes, our dog.
Yes, so he was in the car as well.
So that he wouldn't see his imminent death as I was looking at the ravine to my left.
Right. But now we make jokes about it, and one of my favorite jokes is that somebody said, it was your aunt. Your aunt said, the Lord Jesus was with us on that road. And of course, my first smart aleck remark is, yeah, I could tell. You guys were calling his name out quite a few times while we were on it.
My mom was like standing up in the back seat over it. Because she was trying to look ahead. If she had binoculars, she would have been using those.
I'm telling you, for those that are local, you might know what this road is. For those that aren't local, you can't do it justice. People are going to think, oh, you're exaggerating. But no, the fact that we got through that road in a stripped Nissan Versa, and when I say stripped, I mean doesn't have any fancy bells or whistles. It is not your all-terrain vehicle. But I made it one that day. So, the question was, what was story was you learning to drive? We took this tangent because you argue that I'm still learning to drive.
Yes.
So, I think that's what I'm going to use my portion for. Because my learning to parallel park with two ladders in my parents' driveway or cones in the parking lot at church.
Yeah.
It's boring compared to Gould Road.
Wait, is that really how you learned to parallel park? You didn't parallel park against other cars?
No, but I will have you know that when I took my test, I was 4 inches from the curb. And then when I took my test, that same test, because I passed on my first try, I missed the turn that the driving instructor wanted me to take, and I ended up pulling into a person's driveway, and I looked at him, I said, well, I'm going to show you how it's done in real life, because no one ever gets the turn right the first time. And she passes me. So clearly, you know, PA drivers, I can say this because I was one and that's where I got my license. And that's what you'll joke about. And
that says a lot about you driving on Gould Road.
Yep. Missed my turn. I went into somebody's driveway and got back on track. And that's how I got my license. The thing I find weird about driving tests, side note, is they make you use your emergency brake.
Yeah.
Like, there's only a few times you use your emergency brake in life. When your real brakes are gone and you have no other choice. Or when you're on a really steep hill. Or when you're in your driving exam. Because they say you secure the vehicle. And you're like, secure it? Are we under attack? Do we have to lock the door?
You know what? I actually know someone that uses their emergency brake every time they stop the car. I really do know someone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're probably supposed to, but I would do something stupid like leave it on, and then that can cause damage.
No, really?
Yeah, I heard it from a source.
Oh.
So Gold Road's more exciting than that, and that's more to life, to our marriage. So, learning how to drive? Check. Unless you have any other comments. Are we going to mine? Are you going to read it?
Yes.
So, all right. I'm excited.
You said, what is your most/least favorite trait in others?
In others. What is your most/least favorite trait in others?
Are we just going to talk strictly like about us? Or are we going to talk about other people in general?
I'm going to leave it pretty much to the all the above, right? Because I think of this as saying, I don't really look at the most favorite thing. We could talk about that a little bit, but who doesn't like a good talk about pet peeves?
Mm-hmm.
Pet peeves, folks, it's something that everyone has. There's certain things that just get under our skin, and you can talk about us because it is a marriage show, and this is called about good, the bad, the funny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay if you say all the things you don't like about me. We have some water bottles for sound effects that we have lying around that you can use, which you did clean up this morning because there was a mountain of them. So.
Oh, but look, there's more on the table. Imagine that, how they've multiplied.
They divide. So who's going first on this one? I just went, so I think it's your turn again.
Okay.
Most/least favorite trait in others.
Let's see. So, again, we're just talking solely with us?
Anything that comes to mind. Others. I'm going to bring up pet peeves. Like, I got a pet peeves and then us in general, both.
Okay, well, a pet peeve of mine, and I'm sure I've talked about it before, is you leaving clothes, like, everywhere. I'll find socks under the coffee table. I'll find a shirt under the coffee table. Like, what do you do? Strip in our living room? Come on.
Da-na-na-na-na.
No.
Nah.
No! Nah. Make the clothes to the hamper. Come on, really? It's not that far.
I'm looking at it now. It just looks like an eternity.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Boo-hoo.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, you already brought up the one, water bottles.
Okay.
And it's not just a matter of leaving them empty. You leave them half drunk, too. Like, and you'll go out and get another one.
I need a fresh one.
Yes. Like, I'm sorry, did the freshness expire on that water?
Yes. I feel like every time you see a water bottle, we need to do our...
Yeah.
Sound effects.
Let's see, what else?
You didn't think you'd be asked this. I mean, should we give you time to go get your list?
I mean, you know, I have a pretty mental checklist, you know, going on right now.
Everything about you is pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Ooh, me. So, let's see. I will wake up and hear the toilet running at 2:30 in the morning because you don't make sure that the toilet has stopped. So I have to wander in and make it so that it stops. Because apparently you don't know how to flush. You flush wrong. And let's see, what else is there?
Well, while you keep thinking, I just keep thinking of the song, What I Like About You. That's what's going through my head.
Yeah. Yep.
Singing. I'm a bad singer.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably on your list somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, see, you're throwing
playing with things.
Oh.
That's probably on your list, playing with things when I can't focus on one thing at a time.
Like, just focus on one thing. My goodness.
I say, just observe me for any length of time, you'll realize the things you don't like.
Oh, rocking back and forth, just stand still. You know what, this is why you could have never been in the military. You would have been rocking back and forth and been reprimanded. I'm sorry, sir. I can't do anything else. I just am standing still. I can't do it.
I mean, if that's the only reason I couldn't be in the military, I'm honestly flattered.
I think there's a lot of the reasons.
Oh, okay. I think you said that's the only reason.
No, I said one of the reasons. Okay. Again, you don't listen.
The nerve of this guy.
Yeah, I know. Well, you leave trash on the counter when the garbage can is 2 inches away from you.
Oh, boy. You know, I said we could talk about other people, too.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, you asked if I should get my list, so, you know, I just figured.
That's true. Well, the question was, what is your most/least favorite? Is there anything that's a redemptive quality of mine?
You take me to Kanpai.
I take you to eat fancy Japanese cooking.
Kanpai.
That's it?
No.
Okay, well, I'd like to hear a couple good things.
You clean the microwave.
Yeah, why don't you tell them about that? I do clean. On my day off, I stayed here and I cleaned the whole house.
Yes, and then wanted a gold star for it.
I did not want a gold star.
Oh, I'm sorry. A participation ribbon.
No, that would have been if I tried to clean the house. Everyone deserves a prize. But we probably are going to tick off a lot of people if we go into that stance.
Well, I didn't say that. You're the one taking it on that path.
Fine. Anything else you got?
Or
have you ranted enough?
I think I've ranted enough. Well, come back to me for most.
Okay. Well, I feel like I have to give you something now. I was going to go into others, but like the question said, but, you know, I gave you liberty to do us.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm going to start with others and then get back to you.
Okay, fine.
Because I have a rant that needs to be told, and I've told people that I work with this rant before, but it needs to be said on our podcast. There's a trait, actually, I don't know if we can call this a trait, but it's just something that people do, and some people do it more than others, that really gets under my skin. And it's the use of a three-letter word. Do you remember this? I've told you this rant before.
No.
You'll remember it once I start saying it.
Probably.
I cannot stand it. And I mean I cannot stand it. When people use the word yet. Y-E-T, yet. Do you remember this rant at all?
No.
You don't remember this rant?
No, I don't. I know I don't remember this.
Fine. I will go into it. And I hope that there is some listener out there that understands the frustration of that three-letter word. And I challenge people to come up with a positive use of the word. And there's people that come close, but I have yet to really find it used effectively in a positive manner. Have you gotten here yet? Have you finished that yet? Yet, yet, yet. Yet I have yet to see results. Or what's another good one?
Yet you keep talking.
Yet you keep talking. It's either an interjection to overwrite the first part that might have been a compliment. It's like that good, bad, good sandwich nonsense. It's either going to be an interjection, like you just said, yet you keep talking. You have a good point, yet you keep talking about it. Bad use. Have you finished that yet? Have you started that yet? Yeah. It is the most, in my opinion, it's borderline rude to ask that question. Because it means, especially in the latter phrases I've used, like, have you started that yet? Have you gotten that done yet? Because it's borderline rude because the people I know that use it more often than others are people that asked for it. Like, I work in a very high-paced environment. So do you. And if in sales, if something's not done fast, especially when it's done inside sales, if it's not done fast, like I'm talking about, like usually same day, sometimes even hours, sometimes even moments, people get antsy. But the ones that say yet to me are the ones that asked for it like less than an hour ago. You know, hey, I need some reports pulled for these numbers. I'm just ranting up, naming something random, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they ask an hour later, have you gotten that started yet? Or do you have those numbers yet?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the only thing on my mind to do. I mean, it is the most infuriating. I get mad. I think it's rude. I think it's uncalled for. I know I'm guilty of saying it. I try not to. But I think that's my least favorite trait in others. We're having a hard time with the most. But I knew it was going to be pet peeves. Some of my least favorite traits in you, my love. I mean, we all have our laundry list. But I was telling somebody the other day, for every one I come up with you, you'll find 10 more for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something I can't win. Just win. I can't win.
Nope. Can't win yet.
Can't win. Yeah. It's something that I have yet to figure out if I can win yet. Now you're going to just start saying it to annoy me.
Yeah.
For you, I think that there's sometimes you do things inefficiently. Like when we're out town and you decide which direction we want to go. You make random stops, like if we want to go to point B, you find a point C that's out of the way before you go to point B, instead of just going in a logical pattern that's going to use the least amount of gas and also be logical. I talked about this before. I know my opinion is for record only. Like the other day, it's like, oh, I want your opinion on paint. I think that one was taken a little seriously about paint for your parents' house.
Yes, it was. She literally asked you to look at these paint samples and say, okay, well, what one do you think looks best?
Yeah, can I let you in on a secret?
What?
That wasn't my first choice, but I knew it was going to be wrong, so I actually really concentrated hard and picked the right one, and it actually worked. Yeah, you didn't know that, but I was actually going to go with the... I know people don't know what we were looking at, but the top one that was a little darker, that was my first choice.
The top one was lighter. What are you talking about?
See? See, that's why I had to think about it. What was the right answer? But that's my opinion. I've noted is always on file. That's really frustrating.
Your opinion is duly noted.
Yeah, it's duly noted. It goes into the wrong file.
Wrong.
So it's great to be asked your opinion just to know that it's going to be referenced as wrong later. I have an episode on that. You can check it out. That's like our third episode or something like that, or our second episode.
Oh, about fights? Yes.
Or just in general that your opinion is duly noted?
Yes.
Those are some of the big ones. I mean, the little things go up. Did you think of some most favorite traits about others and or me?
I got distracted, honestly.
I know this is the hard one for you.
Honestly, I think one of my most favorite traits about you is, even though I do give you a hard time, when I ask you to do something, you actually do follow through with it.
Oh.
So, now it might not be as quickly as I would like, but you do follow through
with it. That's true. You have to ask me, have you started that yet?
Yep.
You're going to start using that more and more often.
I probably will.
If you want to get me mad, that's... I don't know if people can sense that I'm being as serious as you can be. So I follow through when I do stuff. What else, if anything? Or is that it? It's not my boyish charm.
Probably your quick wit. Like, when I was annoyed with the whole roof project... And we're sitting in the office of the contractor, and you use your tile to make your phone go off so that we could just leave because I was tired of listening to him, and you could tell that I was tired of listening to him. So that's pretty quick thinking, pretty quick wit. I did appreciate that.
Yeah. My quick wit has gotten me into many good things and many bad things.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't know. Come back to me again.
All right. Well, we like to finish strongly anyway. So I would say that if we're going back to the most for me to you or about you, as frustrating as it is, you are very wise and helpful when it comes to certain financial understandings and when it comes to organization. And we've talked about before, I'll probably talk about again, how I am a procrastinator through and through. So it's good to have that balance where you are ready to be like, hey, no, we need to plan this. And you force me to be better about it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those, that one really is a mixture of most/least, but it benefits me and it makes me a better person.
It's called adulting.
Adulting's hard.
I know.
That's one of the things. When you put your mind to it, you really are very kind and a good gift giver. Not just for me, but for others.
Oh, I didn't realize that. It's not like I'm genuine unless I put my mind to it. Thanks.
Fine. You're a naturally good gift giver.
That's more like it.
There you go. And you're very humble about it, too.
I know. I try.
I never have to worry that you are going to cheat on me.
No. I have enough headache with you.
So those are just some. It's like, let me count the ways. You're just thinking of a way to use the word yet. I can just tell it in your eyes right now.
Don't worry, I haven't thought of it yet.
See? Once again, that's a use of it where you know bad things are coming. It's like somebody saying, it hasn't started raining yet. Like, you know the bad thing's coming, and you have to make a point of it. Now you're thinking, and I hope that other people are thinking too, I never realized how terrible of a word that is.
No, I never realized how much it bothered you.
All right, those were two good questions, and we have rambled for about 35 minutes now. Any parting words of wisdom for us?
I don't think so. Don't drive on Gould Road.
Don't drive a gold road. Don't say the word yet around Samuel. He absolutely hates it.
I'm still going to say the word yet around Samuel.
Well, that's what you're here for. You're here for comic relief and yep. to really get under my skin.
Yep.
Well, if that's all you have.
Yes.
That's all I have.
Yes.
We can ask our listeners one more time. Let us know by sending us, if you're using the Anchor app, this is not a sponsored payment, by the way. If you're using the Anchor app, you can send us a voice message asking us questions, statements about the show, whatever. Everyone's free to email us at marriagegbf@gmail.com. That's marriagegbf@gmail.com. But we're more than happy to shamelessly plug once more. Share this with your friends, relatives, or maybe if you don't like the podcast, people you don't like. I don't care. A click's a click. That's what I have to say. Shameless plug, last one. There'll be many more to come. But if you're good and I'm good, I'm going to say this has been Marriage the Good.
The Bad.
The Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And we will catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.